Macmillan Audio presents Killing the SS. The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugar. Read for you by Bill O'Reilly.
Prologue, May 7th, 1945, Rheims, France, 2:41 a.m. The devil is being hunted. In a classroom of a French technical school, Nazi Chief of Staff General Alfred Jodl applies his signature to a sheet of foolscap, an oversized piece of paper formally surrendering the German army after nearly six horrific years of fighting. Berlin has fallen. Nazi Führer Adolf Hitler is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. His body then doused in gallons of gasoline and set ablaze by his personal bodyguard. Troops from the Allied powers of the United States, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union now swarm unopposed throughout Germany, quieting the few remaining pockets of Nazi resistance. Despite the late hour, the walls of the schoolroom are lined with journalists and generals on hand to bear witness. Maps showing the progress of fighting in Europe cover the walls, their final updates having taken place just one day ago. Newsreel cameras record the somber moment of Germany's defeat, the intense heat of their lights making the room stifling. American Supreme Commander General Dwight Eisenhower, leader of the Allied forces in Europe, is present, but does not participate in the formal signing. Ike prefers to let his chief of staff, General Bedell Smith,